Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. I love Mondays. It's the day I get to go back to work. I have the best job in America, and I know that, so I appreciate it. 508-996-0500. Open phones, if it's on your mind. As I said, today is the birthday of the Marine Corps. 250 years old, the Marine Corps is. So we'll have a lot of Marines calling into the program, stopping by the program. Dan LeBlanc, coming by. Of course, he was a veterans agent in New Bedford for a long time. Has helped a lot of veterans. Freetown guy, Marine, left his arm behind on the battlefields of Vietnam, and an author, too, an author. Wrote a great book, wrote a really great book. And we just heard from Congressman Seth Moulton. Congressman Moulton, of course, legitimate war hero. I mean, he was on General Petraeus' staff, and we'll see whether that is going to matter to the primary voters in the Democrat Party. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. Important day in this country. Really important day. So anyway, if you want to read Dan LeBlanc's story, I recommend you do. The name of the book is Deck House. Deck House. All about his life, his time in Vietnam, his time recovering. And it's an important book. Whether you ever serve, it's an important book to read because you will have medical infirmaries. You will have recovery periods in your life. And Dan will make it easier for you if it can be made easier. I'm a big believer in reading and that you can learn from other people's experiences, particularly when they put it all aside and put it all on paper for you to read. So Deck House is Dan LeBlanc's book. I recommend you get it. Dan will be here in the 11 o'clock hour to talk about not just that, but his time in the Marine Corps, what the Marines mean to him. And of course, tomorrow is Veterans Day. Very important day for our country. If you didn't serve, that's because other people served for you, right? They did it. So you don't have to. So maybe you can appreciate that. All right, so it's kind of open phones. Looks like the Democrats have decided that putting you, many of you, many of their constituents, on a forced hunger strike was inappropriate. So, in travel strike, right? So they have compromised, not Ed Markey, not Elizabeth Warren, not Bernie Sanders, but the reasonable Democrats, Maggie Hassan from New Hampshire, Angus King, who's an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, of Maine, other people in New England. Not the radicals, not Elizabeth Warren, not Ed Markey, not Bernie Sanders, but the more reasonable Democrats have compromised. Men like the senator from Pennsylvania compromised. And they're going to allow the most vulnerable people in America to eat. People who need food stamps, EBT. So that looks like that's going to get worked out. And that's good. That's very good. All right. Guys, it almost feels like Christmas out there. I know I was seeing decorations going up. I'm very happy to see that. The Christmas spirit is out there. It's time to start thinking about where you're going to shop, right? Where you're going to shop, let me recommend shop small, shop local, shop Carter's Clothing this Christmas. You can trust Carter's Clothing for 78 years. Carter's Clothing has been the South Coast one-stop shop for clothing and footwear. And this Christmas, they're making gift-giving a lot easier. Carter's has the best prices on top name brands like Carhartt, Timberland, Chippewa, New Balance, and many, many more. You got to go in to see all the great prices, the affordable gifts at Carter's Clothing. Find something for everyone with over 75 styles of boots, cozy flannels, hoodies, and jackets and vests. Perfect for winter gifts this Christmas season. Free parking available at both locations, New Bedford and Fall River locations. Gift cards of all denominations make shopping very easy. They're available at Carter's Clothing. Shop local, shop small this Christmas with Carter's Clothing. Carter's Clothing. Visit them online at cartersm-a.com. We're going to take a break. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll be joined by another Marine, Brian Shortsleeve, coming up next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. We're here on the 200th anniversary of the Marine Corps birthday. That is really important to the whole country. We owe the Marines a debt of gratitude we can never pay back, especially men like Matthew Rodriguez of Fairhaven, who made the ultimate sacrifice, and his family that allowed him to enlist in the Marine Corps. And we're now joined by Brian Shortsleeve, who was an officer in the Marine Corps, joining us. He's seeking your vote to be the governor of Massachusetts. Good morning, Brian. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Chris, and great to be on with you today. Happy 250th birthday to the United States Marine Corps, the finest fighting force that ever has existed.
The point of the spear. Brian, tell us how important what service in the Marine Corps meant to you, my friend.
Well, you know, Chris, the most important lessons I learned about life and leadership, I learned as an officer in the Marine Corps. The core values of the Marine Corps are honor, courage, commitment. Marines are the first in, last out, get the job done, no excuses. That is leadership. It's leadership in the Marine Corps, leadership in business. It's also leadership in public life.
We're speaking with Brian Shortsleeve. He's seeking your vote to be governor. He spent a number of years in the Marine Corps as an officer. Talk about your time in the Marines. What was day one like for you, Brian?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, my grandfather, Ted, was my hero. He was a World War II veteran. He served in the Pacific Ocean. He had graduated from the Naval Academy in 1943. So when my time came to serve, I joined the Marine Corps after graduating from Harvard. And I can tell you, those days, it was a pretty short, small group of people at Harvard College going into the Marine Corps. But look, it was a great experience. I always wanted to serve my country. Grew up in a family that really valued public service. And when I got into the Marine Corps in 1995, I spent about a year in training. And then I was deployed to Bosnia as part of the Dayton Peace Accords. That was a peacekeeping mission with NATO in 1997. And then I traveled to the Persian Gulf with the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit in 1998. And in those days, that was Operation Southern Watch, which was the no-fly zone that was being enforced against Saddam Hussein. It was right between Gulf War I and Gulf War II.
We speak with Brian Shortsleeve. He's running for the Republican nomination to be the governor of the Commonwealth. Yeah, the Marines, we owe you all a debt of gratitude, particularly the ones who gave all. Brian, tell me, though, what values and lessons, real-world lessons, did you learn in the Marines that are going to help the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
Look, number one, it's about leadership. This state is desperately in need of leadership. And, Chris, leadership means taking decisive action. to make people's lives better, to make decisions. When I think about what I learned in the Marine Corps, Marine officers, staff NCOs are always taught to have a bias for action. That means leaning in, making decisions quickly, even when you have incomplete information. What we've seen from Governor Maura Healey is a complete lack of leadership. This is a governor that announced recently that she's going to appoint another commission to study why utility bills in Massachusetts are so high. And I can tell the governor, we don't need a new commission. We need a new governor. I can tell you exactly why utility bills in Massachusetts are so high, and it's because of Maura Healey's failed policies. She killed two natural gas pipelines, which would be saving families in this state thousands of dollars. She's been a big advocate of loading up your utility bill with state-mandated fees. That's $1.5 billion a year right now running through the utility bills of hardworking families. When I'm governor day one, Chris, we will strip all of those fees out of your utility bill. The government controls the Department of Public Utilities. The governor can do that. That's leadership. Leadership means taking action. Leadership does not mean more press conferences, more press releases, and more commissions and studies.
We have Brian Shortsleeves here on the air. It's an anniversary of the Marine Corps. He served as a Marine Corps officer for a number of years. I went to Harvard. Brian, the governor recently embarrassed the whole state, quite frankly, by having one of her senior staffers in Western Massachusetts be arrested for alleged cocaine trafficking, and then claimed that she'd done an adequate background check. She had nothing to learn from that. Talk about that, Brian.
Governor Healey claims we do not have a crime problem in Massachusetts. Turns out we have a crime problem in her own office. This is a deputy director getting paid $115,000 a year of hardworking taxpayer money who has 8 kilograms of cocaine shipped to the governor's office in Springfield. To me, this is another example of a complete lack of transparency by this governor. And also, I would tell you, a complete lack of fiscal discipline. Governor Healey has added over $1 billion in state payroll in only the past 2.5 years. And I wonder how many folks on that state payroll are getting paid $150,000 a year and probably aren't adding too much. When I'm governor, we'll focus on doing things state government does that are really important. But you got to ask yourself, what are we getting out of all that spending? Healey's added $10 billion in spending annually since the day she started. And I would ask you and your listeners, are we getting $10 billion of value? Are we getting $10 billion of better service out of state government? You know, the answer is no. And every step of the way, I think Healey has refused to act with transparency. 72% of voters in this state voted for the audit. That's an example of transparency. Healey said she would be the most transparent governor ever. Where is Governor Healey on the audit? She's nowhere. She won't advocate for it. When I'm governor, Chris, day one, we will direct the legislature to start that audit. We will also audit every single agency in state government to find more effective, more efficient, more productive ways to spend taxpayer dollars.
We're speaking with Brian Shortsleeves. He's running for governor of Massachusetts. Needs your vote in the Republican primary. Brian, we saw another wind failure. Of course, we had the big failure out in Nantucket, and we had a failure in Plymouth where another blade snapped off, fell into a cranberry bog. I'm staring out the window of wind turbines here that are the neighbors don't like at all. Talk about your feelings on offshore wind and onshore wind as a source of energy.
Well, look, Chris, I've got 3 teenage boys. I care a great deal about clean water, clean energy, clean environment. We all do, of course, but we have got to deliver energy in this state at the most cost-efficient way possible. Offshore wind, by a factor of 3, is the most expensive way to produce power. And what you see with Governor Healey and her team is she's putting the interest of the offshore wind industry and those developers ahead of the hardworking fishing industry in New Bedford. Offshore wind is expensive for consumers. It's bad for the fishing industry. We have to find a way to protect our environment that does not bankrupt the fishing industry or make this state too expensive for working families. We now have the second highest electricity rates in the whole country, Chris. Only Hawaii is more expensive. And a big reason for it are things like offshore wind, which are exorbitantly expensive. I would tell you, We don't need a new commission or a new study to tell us why electricity costs in Massachusetts are out of control. It's the governor's policies. We need a new governor, and we need new policies to reduce costs for working families in Massachusetts, and I'll do that on day one.
Brian Schultz, you've spent a lot of time down here. He recently did a tour of the waterfront, went to the auction, all put together by a number of people here in the community. Talk about the fishing industry, Brian. You were down there the other day.
Well, I learned so much. I met with some amazing folks that work right there on the waterfront. What I heard loud and clear is this industry needs an advocate in Washington, D.C. The New Bedford fishing industry is a jewel of the Massachusetts economy. It's the number one commercial port in the country. It generates $11 billion in economic activity, thousands of jobs. And our congressional delegation is asleep at the switch. They are not advocating for this industry. Governor Healey is not advocating for this industry. In fact, our congressional delegation and Governor Healey are doing many things that damage this industry, like embracing offshore wind, like higher and higher regulations that are making it more and more difficult for fishermen in New Bedford to earn a living. It's a critical industry, Chris, and when I'm governor, that industry will come first. It'll be my first priority to help the industry beat back federal regulations, open up some of those areas I learned about where we should be able to be fishing for scallops and get the industry moving again.
Speaking with Brian Schultz, you can see on his website a video of that visit Pat Moriarty put together for him down on the waterfront, all through the auction, a lot of familiar faces. How do people follow you, watch that video, and get involved in your campaign, Brian Schultz?
Well, Chris, before I jump off, I want to make sure I thank all the Marines out there who have served, and I want to remember all the Marines who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. In particular, today, I'd like to remember Nicholas Zaros, young man, age 21, died in 2009. He grew up on Cape Cod, went to Dennis Regional High School. Incredible American. His father, Steve Zaros, state rep from the Cape, is a great leader in the Gold Star community. And on days like this, we've got to remember the incredible service of Marines like Nicholas Zaros, as well as his family. So rest in peace, Nicholas, and other Marines who paid the ultimate price. In terms of getting in touch with me, Chris, please join us on Facebook. My Facebook page is Brian Shortsleeve for Massachusetts. My website is brianshortsleeve.com. We've got tremendous momentum. We're getting a lot of support. We're raising a ton of money. I'll be down in Fall River, New Bedford soon. I really would love to have all your listeners on board. We're going to win the primary. We're going to win the general. And I'll tell you one last thing, Chris.
Sure, Brian.
It's going to take a Marine to clean up the mess on Beacon Hill, and I'm ready to go.
Thank you, my friend. I do appreciate that, and thank you for representing and remembering Marine Xaros. I know his father. And of course, a lot of you out there have family members who are in the Marine Corps who made the ultimate sacrifice, and we appreciate that. At least I do. All right, we got some people on hold. It's kind of open phones, guys. Obviously, I had Brian Shortsleeve on because he was in the Marines, and I had Congressman Seth Moulton on because he was in the Marines. We'll be joined by Dan LeBlanc in the next hour for the remaining hour here. It's kind of open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. A whole lot of things going on in the world, including the 250th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Yes. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
I just wanted to say one of the things about being a Marine Corps officer or an officer in the military overall is that they have a degree of integrity, and they also have a background checks. Every one of these Marine officers and military people, they all have a full background checks. We need that in the state so we can see who is invested into what businesses. How many people and part of this Green New Deal are getting a piece of the pie from the offshore wind?
Yes.
Did George Bullard get any money? Or why is it that he is part of the Northeast Fisheries and he just rubber stamped this wind project to go in and destroy the offshore lobster, the migratory lobster fields, the offshore shellfish beds, and things like that? You know, this needs to be investigated, and I would ask for the Mr. Shortsleeve's there. He's going to be the governor. That one of the things that they implement is it a background check in all people that work in the government? You know, how did this guy end up dealing drugs out of the governor's office? You know?
And you know what's crazy? The guy also previously had been arrested for shooting somebody. So, like, when the governor says he had a background check that was extensive, they missed the fact that he had been involved in a shooting. I mean, you don't shooting somebody, and then you get hired by the governor's office? It's crazy.
Well, you know, I was reading the Karen Reed trial over the weekend.
Yes.
And the state troopers involved in that, like the state trooper that covered up that murder and called it a suicide for that Stoughton cop.
Yes.
He still's got a job. He's still on the state police. And those other cops that had admitted in court to drunk driving police cars, to drinking while they're on duty, to drinking while they're carrying a firearm. These are all violations of state law.
Yes.
Yet these police are above the law. They can carry a gun. They can go out drinking, and it's brought up in court, and they're not even disciplined for that. They're not even prosecuted for that.
No, it seems outrageous to me. Seems outrageous. And I think it was a you have a federal law enforcement guy as well, I believe, involved in that case, who also admitted to drinking on the job.
Yeah, while carrying a firearm.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you or I were carrying a firearm while drinking to the point of intoxication, that's a real big crime, and it should be.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying is we got two sets of rules here. You know, all these cops, they're all for the Democrats passing all these gun laws to take away our rights to own a gun, but none of these laws apply to them. And I noticed one more thing about the New Bedford Police Department
sure.
with the firearms is that they take these guns from these old ladies and shred them. You know, these guns are worth a lot of money. To me, I think that's a crime. I think that that's abuse of the elderly. I think that the Bristol County the Bristol County District Attorney's Office has that elderly department there where they investigate abuse of the elderly.
Yes,
they should be looking into that because these women here, you know, the husband dies, they're all on Social Security, barely getting by. They don't know what to do with the gun. They bring in a gun, and it's probably worth several thousand dollars. And these guys, instead of providing her with a list of gun dealers that would buy that gun from her. Like you go down, you need your car towed.
Yeah.
They have a list of all the people that will tow cars. Well, they should have a list of all these gun dealers that will buy these guns from these old ladies and help them out and let them profit from it instead of shredding them. Some of these guns are worth a lot of money.
Thanks for the call, my friend. Listen, what a good point. I went to the gun buyback. This is long before I got sick. At the urging of former Mayor Scott Lang, he said, you ought to check it out. So I went, and I think it was at the Pilgrim Church, but neither here nor there. I went, and it was being run by the state police, in part with the, I believe, New Bedford police, likely New Bedford police. But all I saw were troopers when I was there. And I went in, identified myself as a member of the media, and looked at the firearms. There were, to that man's point, there were a lot of beautiful, very valuable weapons, really valuable weapons. There were a number of Saturday Night Specials garbage guns that, again, they were like still in the box. So you could tell they were bought on probably a family trip or someone bought them or they were given as a gift. A Saturday Night Special, a very small, inaccurate handgun, still in the box. It has no value. And the trooper pointed that out to me. He said, these have no value. We'll happily grind these up. However, I did see some really valuable weapons, some bird guns, double barrel bird guns, shotguns. very valuable. Real artisan weapons. But the trooper assured me they would not be destroyed. They would not be destroyed. Now, the person turning the gun in clearly did not get the value of that weapon as they would have if they'd gone to a licensed gun dealer and try to trade the gun in. So the gentleman's got a good point there about the value. All they got was like maybe a gift card for $50 or $25, pizza card, something like that. And that's fine for the little Saturday night specials. But I did see, as an example, a big 44 caliber handgun, a revolver. And the reason I remember it is, first of all, it's a big gun. Second of all, it had a really ridiculous scope on it. So the trooper said to me something to the effect of, this is like putting cheap mags on a Cadillac. Like, look at this gun. The gun's a Cadillac. The scope is a piece of garbage. It's like putting ridiculous mags on a Cadillac. And but that, and he said to me, that gun would not be ground up. They would likely get that badness back into circulation, maybe have a new serial number put on it. I forget exactly how he explained to me what would happen. But the gentleman's point is that a lot of people, when they go to these gun buybacks, are taking pennies on the dollar. Pennies on the dollar. You know where you don't do that? Get pennies on the dollar? That's when you list with Lanigan & Company. Lanigan & Company is a full-service real estate brokerage and development company, serving clients of all sizes, likely you. Now, full-service means that we stay with our clients over the long haul. For us at Lanigan & Company, the relationship truly begins after the closing. Owning real estate, whether it's your personal home or a commercial property, requires maintenance, administrative, financial, and basic repairs and updates, right? Lanigan & Company is there to help you preserve and, importantly, enhance the value of your property at the time of and after the closing. Visit the website or call Jay Lanigan directly today to get started. A growing part of the business for Lanigan & Company is helping baby boomers like you downsize. Now, this is a process that requires preparing larger homes for sale and working with folks and their families to secure smaller, more manageable houses, condominiums, and apartments, right? Logistics, compassion, and collaboration drive these transactions. And at Lanigan & Company, they are uniquely qualified and positioned to help people just like you coordinate all of the moving parts to effectively and seamlessly downsize and manage the emotions. Visit the website or call Jay Lanigan today to make an appointment. We will go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
First of all, I want to recognize all the Marines out there on this day. This weekend, I had a very sad weekend because I actually buried a very good friend of mine who was a Marine, who passed away at the age of 55 from cancer, and he was buried in Westport. It was an incredible ceremony. There was a Marine honor guard there, and it was just, I'm still not grasping it, because the cancer came on so quickly, and, you know, this guy was just a big, tough guy all his life, a woodsman, an avid marksman, in fact, national champion 2009 in the M1 Grand Trophy at Camp Perry. He has his name emblazoned on the John Campius Grand Trophy. And he his score would stand for 6 years. No one came close to his score for 6 years. There was 1,400 people competing for that trophy over the period of 3 days at Camp Perry,
really?
Coming in and off the relays of the Viale Rifle Range in at Camp Perry. So he was a great loss, and I'm
I'm just still devastated by it. His name was Kurt Palmer, by the way.
Kurt Farmer?
Palmer. Kurt Palmer. Yeah.
Rest in peace. That's a real loss. Buried in Westport, yeah. A Marine, 55 years old. Very young to go.
It sure is, and I just want to recognize him now. Just to get back to Seth Bolton for a moment. I respect his service to his country. That can never be denied. But I'm not going to go. I will take a Democratic ballot, and I will vote for Ed Markey because the last thing I want is an energetic left-wing liberal voting just like Elizabeth Warren for the next 20 years in that seat. So I'd rather have Ed Markey, who's a lazy, elderly old man who votes left-wing and would not have voted to end the shutdown. And from what I read, what Seth Moulton said, he wouldn't have voted to end the shutdown. He would have continued it. So I'm not gonna go out and replace a lazy elderly left wing liberal with an energetic young left wing liberal. That's the way I'm gonna do that.
You're gonna vote defensively in the Democratic primary. I've done that before.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. You gotta look who's gonna do you the least harm. That's what everybody votes for now. You try to figure out the guy who's going to hurt me less, who's going to take more tax dollars away from me, who's going to overregulate me in every way. I won't do it.
I will say this to you, just because, and this is for all unenrolled voters. You got to have to think about that, because this gentleman says you're going to pull a Democrat ballot, but that means you can't pull the Republican ballot because we're going to have a lot of choice on the Republican ballot. I think that's going to be a very interesting decision for gentlemen like you and ladies like you in the unenrolled column. What ballot do they take, Republican or Democrat? Because they can only take one. What do you think?
I think any Republican who wins will be better than any Democrat. So I want to vote the likelihood the Democrat will get elected. So I want to vote for the laziest Democrat I can vote for. That's how I feel. And and when it comes to the general, I'll vote for the Republican.
Yes.
In the general election, but I'd rather vote for like an Ed Markey and put him against a competent young Republican then vote for Seth Moulton, who is going to be an energetic, hardcore left-wing liberal. I'd rather vote for the lazy liberal, hopefully that he has a better shot against a conservative Republican in the primary election, in the general election.
Thank you for the call, my friend, and the civics lesson. That was very interesting. And by the way, you will have a Marine on the ballot as a Republican nominee, likely for the U.S. Senate. So if you're a Marine and you want to vote for a Marine, you can wait till the general election. You can vote in the primary, obviously, for Seth Moulton. But then in the general election, you'll have another Marine appearing on the ballot. So John Deaton, who was here the other day, having a big rally tonight in Worcester. John Deaton, running for the U.S. Senate, is a Marine Corps veteran as well. Stick around. We'll be right back.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy, weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. Remember, the next hour we'll be joined by Dan LeBlanc. Of course, everybody knows Dan, Freetown resident, longtime veteran agent of the city of New Bedford, Marine Corps veteran, author of a marvelous book. Dan, since I mentioned your book on the air, I've gotten a number of people sending me pictures of it. You've sold a lot of books. We got some people on hold. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Mike Jansen, how are you, my friend?
All right. So we had seven members of the Democratic Party that had enough with the Democratic Party.
Yes.
And their foolishness, right?
Yes.
So people should realize this next election cycle when they go to the polls for a state or federal election, that the Democrats caused this havoc in this country. Not Donald Trump, not the Republican Party, but the Democrats, correct?
They put poor and middle-class people on a hunger strike, a forced hunger strike.
They got their money back? On their SNAP benefits already?
Well, there's a little bit of a dispute between that, but I understand.
Well, Maura Healey's lying to people then.
I don't know, but maybe, do you know if they've gotten the money back? I don't know.
No, I wouldn't know. How would I know? But she's telling people to hurry up and spend the money because they're going to take it from you.
Yeah, I don't believe that's going to happen.
But that's what she's telling people.
Mike, I appreciate the phone call, my friend. Here on the 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps, some men gave all. Everybody gave some. In the Marines, you put yourself on the line. And we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. Remember, the next hour after the news, we'll be joined by Dan LeBlanc. Many of you know Dan. He's a great American. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You know, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can really feel overwhelming. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Now, their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and your savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. We are going to finish up the hour here, and we'll be joined. We're going to hear a little national and local news. We'll be joined by Dan LeBlanc, longtime friend of mine, Freetown guy like me, New Bedford guy, Marine Corps veteran, Vietnam veteran. Many of you got services from Dan when he was a veterans agent. He's also an author. Really important book that I recommend all of you read before you have to read it, right? Before you need to read it, because it can be, whether you served in the military or not, all of us are going to go through medical problems. It's just the fact of life, right? And Dan explains his battles with his war wounds and how the world treats you afterwards and how to deal with all that. So anyway, we'll be joined by Dan LeBlanc here on the 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps. We have a lot of Marines coming through. I got a lot of Marines in the audience. I appreciate everything you've done for this country. I know the country appreciates you, even if some days it doesn't feel that way, right? Even if some days it doesn't feel that way. And today we want to think about Matthew Rodriguez from Fairhaven, his family, and who.